everyone. Good early, way early morning. It's like 2 in the morning over here, but just wanted to come on here and do a podcast or 10. So I hope everyone's doing well. I saw my podcast count went up a little, so thank you everyone for watching. Listening, what is this, YouTube, Facebook Live? I don't think so. Anyway, I've been gone for a minute, but, here we are in 2020, and right now, as I'm sure everyone is around the world, we're in the quarantine due to what's going on out there in this crazy world right now. And I'm sure for anyone, this isn't easy. Stuck at home, not really able to do much. And to my VI friends, I think everyone knows that it's extra hard on us because we don't have the ability or capability to just get in the car and go somewhere if we need anything. But it's frustrating for me because, as you all know, I am definitely not used to staying put. I basically feel like I've been grounded. Like, remember back in the day in high school or junior high or middle school, elementary school, and you'd be grounded. Well, that's how I feel now. Like, the world just grounded me. It's frustrating because my sleeping pattern is off and my days are kind of off. So, yeah, it's a very big adjustment that we've had to go through. And I'm sorry that we're all going through this, but I hope this podcast finds everyone well. I'm sure you all are. You guys are smart and know how to stay away from this ugly sickness that's going around right now. None of us want that. And I guess it's a good idea to stay home and stay in one place. I don't know what you guys are doing. I hope you guys are finding fun projects to do with your kids or with your families. I was on Facebook earlier and I shared a list from one of my friends. Her name is Megan. She's a friend of mine on Facebook. And she shared this beautiful list of all these things to be doing. And a few of them stood out to me. I don't journal, but I definitely do a podcast over here. So trying to get back to that, if I can continue this on a steady, consistent level, which we all know at this point I don't. But if I could, maybe I can jump in and start a YouTube channel. I have a lot of cool, awesome friends on Facebook who are YouTubers. I think that's awesome. I hope one day I can do that. But I need to be consistent with what I have right now. So this is what I have, and I have to be a little more on point and coming up here and doing podcasts, because my year definitely hasn't been a dull one. Right now it feels like it kind of is because I'm at a standstill, but I'm still trying to find things to do. Anywho, so something else on this list that I read was possibly learning the piano. And that's always something I've struggled with. I've tried learning many times and I just couldn't pick it up. Like, I know the very, very basics, but nothing more than that. So maybe I can pick it up. Found what else? I think, maybe bettering my cooking, because I'm not the best cook, but I'm sure with a lot more practice, I can get better and better. I cook, but It's always a struggle. So maybe I can cook faster. Just, you know, little things that you can do. I like this one. I don't remember. Maybe I'll try and get a copy, a physical copy of this list so I can read it on here and then y'all have it too. But it said that we have to get our sleeping patterns back to normal. I'm really doing a good job at that. It's like 2 a.m. And then we also have to wake up and get dressed as though we're going out. So, you know, put on a nice dress, put on some nice clothes, or just put on clothes that you normally would put on to go out. Instead of staying in PJs and sweatpants and just relaxing all day. Definitely does change the mood of the house when you do that. I've done it sometimes and sometimes I haven't, so I'm guilty of this. But anywho, so as you could tell, the quarantine life is not for me. But hopefully this won't be for too much longer and we'll get back to the norm. I miss going out and seeing my friends and hanging out with family and going to the malls. As you guys know, I go to the mall. I go out a lot. As it is, I don't have my sight. I can't see. So ergo, I can't drive. So, you know, I go out a lot even though I can't see. And now, you know, when there's a state of emergency like this and you're pretty much told to stay home or you're going to get sick if you go out, well, it definitely is hard for me to stay in one place. But I'm doing my best. I know it's for everyone's own good out there because I don't want to get anyone sick. And I know it's for my good too. So, yeah. So I hope that, you know, things will clear up and this whole coronavirus will go away much sooner than later. But yeah, so I've just been doing a lot of Netflix and I'm going to start cleaning and organizing things and just trying to keep myself busy. But this definitely isn't, like I've repeated over and over again, it's definitely not my thing and it's a bummer that I have to do it. It's kind of like taking another sensory part of me. You know, I don't have my vision. So by doing this, you know, quarantine thing, it's like something else I've gotten, you know, how do I say this? Something else that has been taken away from me. And I mean, I can't do that woe is me because we're all in the same boat, right? We're all in this together, as everyone's been saying. So I'm like this, my neighbors, my friends, my family, you know, everyone in the world is staying home as much as possible and being careful and using all those cleaning products to make sure that we're all okay and wearing masks and gloves to protect ourselves. And I know it's hard. I feel like when 2020 began, it was a good start. And then we have this going on. So, yeah, I feel like the month of March has just been dragging and dragging and dragging. And now we're in April. I feel like I've been home for a long time, even though it has only been a few weeks. I mean, it's long, but not long enough, you know? But anyway, so this is a bummer. This is definitely not cute for 2020, but as all things, we always come out on the other side, and we always come out more resilient, stronger, and better for our experiences. So, we just have to pray and pray and pray and hope that this whole coronavirus will come to an end faster than slower, and you know, things will slowly get back to normal. Although I know it'll take time, but it's just a bummer that this is kind of our way of living right now. But it's okay. The universe knows why this is going on, and I know there's a purpose for everything that we go through. So definitely trying to look on the bright side and not complain. And definitely always trying to stay in a positive mood, because I think we all need to do that. So, I hope you guys are doing well. Like I said earlier, I'm sure you all are. I just wanted to come on here and just give you all my thoughts about everything going on. And I miss them all. I miss them all. I miss going to the park and the beach. I had so many plans for this year. I was going to go to a Dodger game. And what was I going to do at said Dodger game? I was going to go to the Hello Kitty night on April 14th, which would have been not today, but next Tuesday, so 7 days from now. And I was going to go to the sit with at the pavilion part of it, where you can do the all-you-can-eat hot dogs and nachos and drinks and peanuts. Well, we all know that's not going to happen. So, you know, kind of bummed about that, because I was looking forward to something so much, like so fun, you know, in the middle of the week and something different. I know tip-off was supposed to be the week before, I believe, on the 26th of March. And that was a bummer because that didn't happen. And it is so sad. March Madness definitely did not happen. Concerts are being canceled, and I had so many plans to go to so many of these concerts. I was going to see Young M.A. She's a rapper. She was going to be out here in Santa Ana, California, at the Observatory over there. I was going to go to the Lovers and Friends tour, which was like performers from like my heyday, like Usher and Ludacris, and just to name a few of, you know, the people I was going to get to see, but I'm pretty sure that's canceled. I just found out that a few camps for the for visually impaired adults, two of them are canceled, and I was going to try to go to Enchanted Hills Camp Adult Session and Enchanted Hills Music Camp for adults, but those are canceled. So, you know, there were so many things I had planned, and now it's like, it's like the world stopped and we can't really do anything. So I'm sure where you guys are, it's the same situation. Stores are open. Restaurants, we can't eat there at restaurants or anything like that. It's all like delivery or takeout, meaning drive-through, or pickup. Coffee houses and coffee shops are closed. Malls are closed. Schools are closed. Colleges are closed. So I am so sorry that we all have to go through this, but like I said earlier, nature's telling us something, or the world's telling us something, I don't know. You guys hang in there. Everything's gonna be okay. Hang in there. We're all gonna come out of this stronger and better than ever. You know this, right? And, I say that when all this stuff goes away and it's all over, we all should have a big party in the street. Well, that is all I wanted to say for that. And I'll definitely be back to do more podcasts. Thank you guys for following me. And have a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's Wednesday in my part of the world. and make it a great day. I know we're going to have some rain over here, so, you know, a little bit more gloomy and cloudy than what I would like, but I can't wait for that beautiful sunshine. So I guess if it's not going to come out today, I got to make my own sunshine. All right. Bye, guys.